and we provided money to Williamsville to for historic signage on their main street. One of them had to do with the Interurban Illinois Terminal Railway and the first survey of the village and the early settlement. You know, things that visitors to Williamsville will see and better explain what Williamsville is all about historically. Then we underwrote a request for the Abraham Lincoln Association, who is working with the Boys and Girls Club and the Springfield and Central Illinois African American History Museum. We provided some money for some union hats and T-shirts for kids to wear during a parade celebrating the Emancipation Proclamation. So those are the kind of things we're doing. We're getting ready to go out and let people know that we have funds available and for the organizations around Sangamon County to come up with some ideas that we can help them with.
And I saw that you're also looking to get students and teachers really involved in these ideas as well.
Well, one of the things that is of interest to us is that, in general, the historic societies, not just ours, are generally, older people are interested in these sort of things. Not entirely. We have a few young people, but we'd really like to get more young people aware and involved, because that's really the future of the organization, obviously.
Now, if somebody is interested, somebody has an idea and wants to apply, they need to provide you a budget, apparently, and also a completion date, things like that. And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, applications are available online at sangamonhistory.org or sancohist.org. Are two websites, and they can download an application form, and it has instructions on where to send it.
Now, Roger, while I have you here, why don't you talk a little bit about the organization itself? People might be aware of the, you know, State Historic Preservation Agency and groups like that. They may not be aware that this organization exists locally.
Well, the Sangamon County Historical Society has been in existence since 1961. And a large part of the impetus for forming it was the preservation of the old state capitol building, which was slated for demolition back in the 60s. And through efforts of a lot of the members early on, they came together and were able to influence saving the old state capitol, which is an absolute gem of a place. And I'm so glad that they were successful back then. We have just short of 500 members. We have program meetings once a month. Our annual dues are $25, and that's a family membership. In other words, all of the residents, 16 or older, in a household are members for a single $25 membership fee. We do a variety of program meetings. Our last meeting was held at Capitol Airport at the Air Combat Museum, and we had a discussion and looked at World War II fighter aircraft that are on display there. We've done programs at Clayville, obviously, and kind of to back up a little bit, one of the reasons for doing these, making grants available, is that we want to reach out to the whole county. This is not the Springfield Historical Society. It is the Sangamon County Historical Society. And we would like to see ourselves as a place where some of the other organizations can come and get help. And it's all about history.